It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roane Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you bow with us in prayer? Precious Father, how thankful we are for your love and your mercy. Thank you for the day that you saved us by your marvelous grace. God, thank you for placing us in the very body of Christ and washing our sins away by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for giving us the wonderful privilege of prayer. And Father, as we bow to you today, oh Lord, we're like the apostles. Lord, teach us to pray. And oh Father, may you touch each one of us, each one that's by the radio today, that's saved and born again. Oh, may we never slack up on our prayer. But God, may our prayers be real. And Lord, would you let the Holy Spirit touch us and burden our hearts to pray one for another and pray simply for your will to be done. Pray that souls will be saved, that lives will be changed. Pray, Lord, your absolute will to be done. And we thank you, dear Father. I pray today for that one that may be sick. Would you touch that one in the hospital, that one in a convalescent home, and then, Lord, for the little families, so many that are struggling. God, so many families that have difficulties and sickness, their children and many things, and in this world, how corrupt and rotten it is, because you said the whole world lieth in wickedness. But, Father, you saved us to deliver us from sin. And Lord, may we bow to you and your will be done. Father, I pray for that soul that may be listening today that's never trusted Jesus. Would you touch them now? And by simple faith and through the grace of God, would they say to you, come into my heart and save me? Father, when they do, you will. And Father, we thank you for the privilege of prayer. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope that you'll keep that dial right where it is. Now, we're studying and looking at the scriptures in the book of Matthew. And yesterday, in chapter number 25, the first 13 verses, the Holy Spirit gave us the picture of 10 virgins. 5 were foolish, 5 were wise. But there was one thing. Jesus was soon coming. And in this world, God's able to save whosoever will trust Him. And that's just a matter of the Holy Spirit touching every individual. See, there's no difference between a Jew and a Gentile. We're all lost. And Jesus is our only Savior. And may I say, the Holy Spirit has been given in this world to touch your life. And what does the Holy Spirit do? He points you to Jesus. I praise God for the day that that happened to me. And if you're saved, rejoice in that you're born again. But now, today, the Holy Spirit gives us another picture in the Scriptures. He's going to show us talents. And what is talents? Well, it's your abilities. And everybody doesn't have the same things. Paul writes about this in the book of Corinthians. But let's open the Word of God here in Matthew chapter 25 and verse 14. "And for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country." Who's the man? Whosoever, every man alive. And the kingdom of heaven, it started, hey, by the way, if you go back to the Word of God, in other words, Jesus talked to the virgin, said, "Shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins?" See, the kingdom of heaven is, it's there. "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And then these talents, the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. In other words, God gives every one of us a talent or an ability. And here he said, "And unto one he gave 5 talents." You know, there's some folks, they're just smart, they're intelligent. They have, they just seemed like that they're blessed more than others. And another he gave 2, and another 1, to every man according to his several ability. In other words, God gives a talent to those, the ability. And I mean, don't think you're smarter than you are. In fact, I thank God for saving me. I thank him for letting me study the Word of God. But I've never felt that I was being the smartest one in the class. No, I mean, in high school, I thought, man, if I could just make a C, I'm going to be happy. But there's some of my friends, they studied more. They were smart. They had several abilities. And straightway, they took his journey. And it's a simple thing. All of us are not talented the same way. All of us don't have the same ability. But we're alive. Look at verse 16. "Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents." They applied their talents and their abilities, and they gained more. "And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. So he wound up with 4. In fact, God said for us as his children, grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As a pastor, I've seen some of my folks in the church, they just kept growing for the things of the Lord. And then there were some that they just didn't. Well, verse 18, "And he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money." Now, you know, the thing about it, we get to thinking, well, I'm not as smart as Brother so-and-so. I can't do this, I can't do that. And we get to looking at ourselves and we just don't even try. That's the picture of this man. "He that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money." That gift that God's given you. And may I say, I don't care what it is that God gives you, a gift. Whether it's to, play an instrument, to be able to sing, to be able to pray, to be able to just read the Word of God, to witness to someone. There's different abilities. But here's the thing. What are you doing with the talents that God has given you? God will bless you. But if you take that which God has given you and you just simply say, well, I can't do anything, and you quit and you bury it. Well, verse 19, "After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them." See, Jesus is coming again. In fact, does he not say, I'm going to reward you for the gifts and the things that you've done in life? Sure he is. We're all going to stand before God at a judgment seat. and we're going to be rewarded, and for things we've done, and we're going to be judged for the things we've not done. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I've gained beside them 5 others. Here's 10. Here's what I've done for you. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And then in verse 22, he also had received 2 talents, came to the Lord, delivered them unto the talents, and he hath gained 2 more. The Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. God wants his children to be happy. God wants us to have joy. God wants us to grow and live for him. But look at verse 24. He which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strowed. And I was afraid. You know, the thing about fear is not of the Lord. And he said, I was afraid and went and hid my talent in the earth. To thee thou hast that in thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strayed. Thou oughtest thereto have put my money in the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Can I say to you, God is the one that should be in charge of our very life every day. May God bless you. Thank you for listening.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.